Hare Krishna. Everybody can chant, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Please chant loudly, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. So, Brahmaji, we spoke about his repentance. And he spoke many wonderful lines in the prayers. It's a long list of shlokas, one after another in the Bhagavatam. But some of the few verses I would like to explain to you. The Brahmaji said that, what is the use of my being Brahma? Because Brahma is not a name. Brahma is the name of the post. It's like director or president or vice president. It's a post. Somebody goes and takes that post. So the soul, the living entity who had become Brahma, at that time, who did the mistake, he said, what is the use of my becoming Brahma if I cannot serve you? And instead of serving you, if I separate you from your loving ones, loved ones, it's useless life. What is the use of my position, my power, my influence, my seniority, and my everything else? It's no use. So he says that, please, I beg you, my Lord, that in next life, you give me a birth which is most insignificant, lowly, and disrespected. In this life, I am Brahma, very much respected, honored, I have a lot of opulence, so I am already become proud because of all these acquirements. I want to take birth again in such a way that I don't have any respect or any opulence or any big position or any influence or anything. Please, I beg you, I do not want to become affected by pride again. So he prayed like that. He said, please find some other Brahma and relieve me from this position and from these odd services and the probability of getting confused and bewildered. So he offered prayers for a long time and he cried tears from his 8 eyes and bathed the lotus feet of Krishna, begging for pardon, asking for mercy. And then finally Krishna forgave him and Brahmaji took off on his swan to go back to Brahmaloka. But while he was traveling to Brahmaloka from earth, he was not still satisfied. He felt that I must do some more repentance. So he flew on the swan and again got down on earth. And he performed tapasya in a place called Mayapur, which we went 2-3 years back in the yatra. And in Mayapur there is 9 islands. And the middle island is called as Navadvip. Antardvip in the 9 islands. Navadvip, in between there is Mayapur called Antardvipa. And there he performed tapasya for long, long, long time, with tears in eyes of repentance. At the end of his repentance and prayers, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared to him. I must tell you who is Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is also known as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is none other than Krishna himself, who comes in Kali Yuga in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He adopts the mood of Radharani and wants to know what is the pleasure that Radharani enjoys when she serves him. So in Kali Yuga, about 524 years back, 534 years back, in 1486, in this Kali Yuga, in this age, Sri Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and love of Godhead for every living entity in Kali Yuga. So even much before than that, because he was supposed to come as incarnation in Kali Yuga. But the story of Brahmaji is in which Yuga? Yes? Dwapar Yuga. Because the previous Yuga Krishna came and there were pastimes and stealing of cows and everybody. So one Yuga before schedule of appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to Brahmaji in the place where he would go and take birth in Kali Yuga. That is called Yogpit. Where in the future, in 1486, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth under a neem tree. In that same place, Brahmaji performed tapasya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him. And again Brahmaji pleaded to him, please free me from this position and give me an insignificant birth. So at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed him and said, you will come down and take birth in a Yavana family. you will be born as a Yavana. But because of your humility and devotion, you will be celebrated as Nam Acharya. The Acharya of the holy name, the teacher of the holy name, the example of the holy name, the ideal of the holy name, chanting. So then he took birth as Haridas Thakur. Brahmaji left his post of Brahma, of this Kali Yuga, and Dwapar Yuga onwards. And some other person, is explained in Bhagavatam, some other person called Aryama has become Brahmaji. And our Brahmaji, who was that time there, became Haridas Thakur, took birth in Yavana family, went through a lot of troubles and austerities and difficulties, but became the Acharya of the holy name. He was chanting 300,000 names of Krishna every single day. That would take him about 22 hours per day. Something like when we chant one round, it is 108 times we chant, it's called one round. That takes us 7 minutes. He was chanting 192 rounds per day. We chant something like 16 rounds, it takes us 2 hours. And he was chanting 192 rounds every single day. And in between the 2 hours time, he would take rest, he would take bath, he would go to the toilet, he will take some prasad and everything, sleep, whatever he wants to do. And again he will start chanting for the whole day. Very difficult to even imitate and think also. But nonetheless, he is Brahmaji himself. He has come down as Haridas Thakur in the most insignificant position in one sense. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified him, gave him the power and mercy to distribute the holy name. He also converted the Qazi and Nawabs of those places by the power of his devotion. We have a beautiful drama where we show that life of Haridas Thakur, how he preached the holy name and how he converted a prostitute, how Maya Devi herself came to delude him, but he was not distracted. In fact, Maya Devi surrendered to him and became his follower. So we can see that the importance of being simple, importance of being insignificant in one sense is very good, because those who are by heart humble, they actually attract the attention of Krishna, and we are here to attract the same. And this place, even that person whose attention we want to attract to us, that person comes here and pleads someone else so that her attention should be on him, and that is Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is the eternal consort of Sri Krishna. And scriptures explain us that Krishna, for the sake of pleasure, for the sake of relishing pastimes of love, he became two, female counterpart and male, that is Krishna. And that female counterpart is Srimati Radharani, who is supposed to be the Antaranga Shakti, internal potency of Sri Krishna. And that potency is the source of all the devotion that all of us have. Whatever drop or a part of a drop of a devotion to Krishna we claim to have, all that is coming from Srimati Radharani, because she is Bhakti Devi herself. She is the mother of devotion. All the love, devotion, service that anybody has, anybody claims to have, anybody would like to have, the bhandar, the source is Srimati Radharani. And she is the topmost devotee of Sri Krishna. No one in the whole creation can match the devotion that she has. And she is also the bestower of devotion. Anybody who takes her shelter, it is said that to attract the attention of Sri Krishna is very difficult, because he is a very shrewd lover. He cannot have, he doesn't like people loving two objects. If you love him, he wants exclusive love for him only and devotion to him. Then only he will offer himself to us. You can't have, we say now, you can't love and God and mammon together. So if you love little money and lot to Krishna, still he will not come to you. You have to drop everything and only take his exclusive utter shelter. Then only he will look at you. Like Brahmaji was trying to steal and trying to do some mysticism here and there. He didn't bother. When he actually surrendered and gave up all his pride, Krishna first looked at him. After shedding tears of repentance, then only Krishna looked at him and blessed him afterwards. But Radharani is a little different. Radharani is very, very simple-hearted. We say in Hindi, very bahut bholi hai wo. And anybody who sincerely calls for her, she immediately attends to him and gives her blessings to him or to her. So it is easier to approach Krishna through Radharani. It's like I always give example. Suppose you want to do some big work with Prime Minister and you have so much difficulty in reaching him. You have to take appointments in PM office and there's the office minister and there are so many formalities, securities, this and that, and still you may not get to meet him. But suppose you happen to know his wife through some source. So while serving him paneer matar, she will tell, "I have a friend, you know, whose work is pending and please do that work." And again, while giving him one more spoon of paneer makhan wala, she will say, "Do you remember, no? Please do that." And easily the work will be done. Because Home Minister is very strong, not in the cabinet, but at home. Like that, Radharani is Krishna's, whenever she will recommend, Krishna cannot refuse. So we go and plead to her, "Please give us your mercy." And by her mercy, one can easily attain Krishna. When she will recommend somebody to Krishna, Krishna will choose to look at him. Otherwise, he may not even look at him also. But when his merciful glance will fall upon us, by the request of Rama Radharani, our life will be successful. So that's why in whole of Praj Bhumi, wherever we go, nobody says Jai Sri Krishna. What do they say? Radhe Radhe. Are you saying Vrindavan Dham to Krishna ka hai? No. Swamini ka naam pukarte hain. Because jahan par Swamini ka naam pukarte hain, wahan Swami ji ka dhyan jata hai. Jo Swami hai, unka dhyan wahan pahunchta hai, jahan unki Swamini ko koi pukar raha hai. So we come here and we call out Radharani in the hope that Krishna will cast his merciful glance upon us. I'll tell you one small story, very very small story, but it will give you the hint what is the meaning of calling of Radharani. There was a peacock which went to Nandgaon and called out, "Krishna, Gopal, Govinda, Nandalal." He wanted to attract the attention of Krishna and get some blessings from him. But no response was there. He called and called and called and called. He cried and called. He cried and called. But no response was there. So he became a little upset and frustrated. He came to Barsana. And here he called, "Krishna, Gopal, Govinda, Nandalal." Immediately Radharani came running out of the palace and took the peacock on the lap and caressed the peacock and gave love to him and said, "Why are you crying?" So I went to Nandgaon and I called Krishna. There was no response. So I am upset. So she said, "I'll give you a trick to you. Now this time again you go back to Nandgaon and just say, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Bolo, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Bolo, Radhe, 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 Radhe." And then you'll see what will happen. So he went back. And the first time he said Radhe, Krishna came running out of the palace and took the peacock in his lap. And when this result was achieved, the peacock was in ecstasy. He was in bliss. So like, you know, sometimes when we are in bliss, our hair stand on end, you know. We start trembling and the tears come from our eyes. Our voice gets choked up because of the extra happiness that we get. In this case of peacock, his hair, he doesn't have hair. He has feathers, you know, which spread behind. So out of love and ecstasy and happiness of Krishna's response, receiving, he shed his feathers down there in happiness. And Krishna, looking at his loving, blissful situation, and he saw that in love he is shedding his feathers. So he picked up one peacock feather and put it on his head. And from that day onwards, Krishna started wearing peacock feather as his ornament, as Mor Mukut. So you can see that here we have come to call out the Swamini, Srimati Radharani, who is the queen of Sri Vrindavan. Even Krishna comes here to attain her mercy. Whole the world, whole the universe, everybody is worshipping, tapasya, doing daan, dharma, tirtha yatra, doing karma kanda, everything they are doing just to attract the attention of Krishna and attain his lotus feet. But he himself, whose lotus feet is sought after by everybody, he himself comes here and rolls in the dust of Sri Barsana Dham, where Radharani walks with barefoot, and all the soil here, all the dust here is purified by her divine touch of her lotus feet. To attain that dust, touched by her lotus feet, Krishna comes and rolls in the dust here and calls out her name. Even the demigods, Brahma, Shiva, everybody comes here to attain the dust of lotus feet of Radharani. Because she is the mother of devotion, she is the key to Krishna's heart. So let us all prepare ourselves because we are going to spend only one day here in the home of Radharani. And how special this place is, I will tell you upstairs when we go on the mountain. I'll tell you the stories which will convey to you the message that yes, Brajbhumi is very glorious. I explained to you the glories of Brajbhumi there. But in all those places, how Barsana is special and more special and more special, that I will explain to you. What is the difference in even in between the holy places here and Barsana? I'll explain to you there. So you'll get an understanding that we are not in the ordinary place. And that is why we also chosen to Barsana to have our medical camps, surgical camps here. Because by serving Dham Vasis here, we can attract her attention upon us and get some blessings by which we can get some devotion to Radha and Krishna. That is why we have not chosen Vrindavan, not chosen Mathura. We have come all the way to Barsana to have these services, medical camps, surgical camps, invite devotees, invite volunteers, service-oriented people to come and offer their services. So knowingly, unknowingly, everybody will receive the blessings of Radharani. When the inmates over here, the people who are born over here, when they are in the so-called poor condition, come to you for help, you help them, you please them. It is said that when they are helped and they are happy and they smile at you, it is said that when they smile at you in happiness and satisfaction, Radha and Krishna are smiling at you in satisfaction. That is the understanding. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. Thank you very much.